This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. As we kick the can down the road here on the show, I like to say it's the crossroads of what's buzzing in your backyard and mine. We know that it's the clock ticking on now the second wave of what's happening on the Hill. And, of course, the clock was ticking over the weekend. A deal was done to temporarily keep the government open through September, and somebody who knows all about that, because he and I have talked about it seemingly every year, is Justin Duckham from Talk Media News. Justin, I mean, we could pull the tape from last year, the year before, and we'd be having really the same conversation, right? This happens every year.
I mean, it really does kind of feel like Groundhog's Day in that sense. You know, we are always sort of talking and having this conversation of, oh my God, a crisis is coming, a crisis is coming, a crisis is coming. Oh wait, Congress stepped in last minute, and now that's not the case. Except for that one time in, I guess, 2013. And, you know,
yep.
I'm an American. I don't really like having our government shut down, but at least it kind of changed the conversation for a little bit. So, you know, there was a silver lining there. But, here we are again having the same exact conversation we've had so many times in the past, I guess almost 7 years now.
Yeah. Wow. That's how long you've been covering politics in D.C.? 7 years, huh?
Longer than that, but, you know, since 2010 when the Republicans took over, that was really when, you know, this entire idea of politics by brinksmanship came to be.
Wow. And the thing that I say every single week here on America Tonight is the common denominator between all of us, no matter Republican, Democrat, Independent, is, you know, pull that card out in your wallet and what kind of health care are you getting? And it looks like the Republicans are really struggling to find their repeal votes. It's not happening, is it?
It's not. No, the White House is painting a very rosy picture, saying that they are expecting a vote to come as soon as Wednesday, while, you know, congressional leaders are saying, look, you know, we are close to a negotiated deal. You know, we have some high-profile members, you know, from the conservative side of things, from the moderate side of things, who are at the table and are agreeing, but we're not quite there yet. And, you know, quietly, there's a lot of frustration with the White House for, you know, them continually kind of stoking expectations or, you know, laying out timelines for Congress without actually consulting Congress itself. But this is something that, you know, they're maintaining that they do not yet have the votes for. But they say that once they do, and it may require a little more tweaking, they're going to move forward with it. And, you know, Trump, for his part, has been saying that this is something that he expected to take place a number of weeks ago. You know, the language is kind of shaping up, but it doesn't necessarily seem like the White House itself is fully, you know, brought into what exactly it's going to be, you know, well, what exactly is going to be reflected in that. But at this point, it looks like we could have a vote this week, but, you know, where they're going to get those final votes from, that kind of remains to be seen.
See if you can explain this to me. The two of the big nuggets coming out of the White House were, first, that the president said he'd be honored to meet Kim Jong-un under the right conditions, and then also asking why there was a civil war. What's that about?
You know, just as sort of a reflection of how strange, you know, covering Donald Trump's presidency has been. You know, it's been about 101 days now, but this stuff still just kind of comes up. So, yeah, in regards to North Korea, Trump said in an interview with Bloomberg News that he would be, you know, honored to meet with Kim Jong-un if Kim Jong-un met a number of standards. You know, Sean Spicer tried to clean that up, but, you know, didn't necessarily get there. Today, he said that, you know, Kim Jong-un is somebody who is moving his country forward, in his words, which was pretty strange coming out of the press secretary, but that there had to be some major changes, including ending provocative behavior for this meeting to take place. And then when it came to the honored term, Spicer said that this was just because Trump was trying to be diplomatic, because this was a head of state. And then, of course, in the other one with Andrew Jackson, you know, there was so much attention being paid to the remark over Kim Jong-un that that just did not come up today during the press briefing. But Trump did reiterate it a little bit later tonight, saying, you know, had Andrew Jackson been alive, we would have avoided a civil war, and that he had seen it coming, even though, as many people had mentioned, he had died 16 years before the civil war took place. So just a strange day for the president.
Boy, no kidding. You were at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. What was that like?
You know, it was interesting. It was the first White House Correspondents' Dinner that I've been to that actually seemed to be for White House correspondents. You know, it didn't have the celebrities there. You know, there was no real sort of glitz and glamour. This was more just kind of focused on reporters, focused on the First Amendment. And in that regard, it was, you know, really refreshing. You know, there's some speculation that Alec Baldwin or somebody else could kind of show up and add some star power. But, you know, that didn't really materialize. And frankly, it didn't really affect it that bad or in a negative way. It was, you know, I'm somebody who likes partying with movie stars just as much as everybody else. But it was just a pretty great change of pace and really kind of, you know, brought it back down to a pretty sensible level and, you know, talked about what it really sort of meant to a lot of people who had initially organized it.
All right, and last one, the writers are going on strike in Hollywood. I know you're such a big TV guy. What are you going to do?
You know, luckily my girlfriend watches a lot of reality TV, and there are a lot of shows that she, I'm sure, would be thrilled to introduce me to. So I imagine I'm probably going to start having to watch, you know, Keeping Up with Real Housewives of whatever or whatever she decides I'm going to be watching during the writer's strike. So I'll keep you tuned in on that one.
All right. So we'll come back to you on that. Justin Duckham, thanks so much.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. So interesting times, needless to say, at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and on the Hill and whatnot, as we've talked about the fact that this is, as Justin mentioned, one of the times that we're talking about let's put a Band-Aid on it again, but yet if you go back to 2013, that was the one year we weren't going back and forth about a crisis or would there be a crisis or, you know, any of that sort of thing. In the meantime, I think what's really causing some serious consternation, certainly in Austin, Texas, is this terrible story about a student with a hunting knife slashing a person to death, injuring three others at the University of Texas, causing a lot of terror on campus where people were getting texts about taking shelter. Good news is that that kind of a warning system worked, but how can you prevent that from happening? A 21-year-old man was the attacker. Nobody had any idea what could possibly be the reason why. He had some kind of a knife that was like a machete, and students were standing there at a line at a food truck when he decided he was going to go after some people, and the attacks of the kids on the campus were, you know, 20, 21-year-old students still trying to figure out what that was all about. Can you imagine? A Bowie-style hunting knife. Wow. Or Bowie-style hunting knife. Stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, times, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
So 10,000 steps. An OU student reciting Dr. Seuss stories outside of a bar. And one last one, Americans break the record for being stressed. What do they have in common? That's what we're talking about right here on America Tonight for this segment that I like to call Odds and Ends. So here's the deal. Are we stressed? Of course we're stressed. Why are we stressed? Because we have so much going on. We're juggling jobs, families, bills. Everything. We're jugglers. That's what we are. Most of us are jugglers in some way. If you're not a juggler, congratulations, and you can take a breath. That's a good thing, my friends. How did we break that record? And it is doing a number on our brains. There's a book called The Stress-Proof Brain, where a psychologist says you can eliminate this phenomenon. The American Psychological Association's annual survey of stress in America had its first, I say first, statistical significant year over year increase in stress levels, and I am so not surprised. It launched about a decade ago, so to say it's a significant increase, that's pretty big. And it's not the stressor itself, but it's how you react that determines the effect on your health. The brains didn't experience the cellular aging experienced by certain people who didn't see caregiving as stressful. So if we're talking about moms, so this, they did a study of mothers with special needs children who, if they didn't see it, so again, it's that mind thing. If you didn't see it as stressful, then it wasn't stressful. And here's the thing. The prefrontal cortex can calm down
the part of the brain that is the alarm system through meditation and mindfulness. But meditation is tough, right? Do you meditate? How many of you sit cross-legged in the backyard with the gentle sounds of waves wafting through the speakers? You're going to say you don't have time for that. It's worry. The brain causes a lot of worry. I get that. They call it anticipatory anxiety. So what do you do to not damage your brain, to not stress yourself out? I thought this was interesting. And, you know, we've talked to a lot of people on this show about it. We've talked to lots of psychologists. They say live in the moment. Focus on what you can control. Okay, that's nothing. Examine your thoughts. Practice self-compassion. And find like-minded people and take action. I agree with that. Misery loves company. So, of course, if everybody is adding to the fears and piling on, well, that's going to affect you. Right? Of course it is. So if you're not having problems with stress, since we're number one in stress, then you might be in the category of this college student. I went to Ohio University, so I felt the need to share this story. There was a weekend outing at Ohio University. This junior, Justin Falkenbach, has been reciting poems outside of bars during the final weeks of the school year, sometimes gathering crowds of up to 300 people at a place called the CI, where I used to go when I was in college at Ohio University. It's a popular area on Court Street. So I guess he said he was at the bar after taking a final exam, and one of his friends handed him the book for open mic night. And he decided with the rhymes that he was going to carry it around with him, and he was going to do all these readings. And so that's what he's doing. People were dancing in the streets. People were celebrating this guy reading Green Eggs and Hams. Ham. He said, "Oh, the places you'll go." He's talking to the graduating seniors who were out after taking those finals. So it became a thing. Crowds showing up, him reading Green Eggs and Ham. I love it. This is the kind of school it was when I went there, where something could break out and a crowd just would gather. And he got some publicity in the meantime. Would I have talked about it here on the show? I don't know. I've never been somewhere outside of college where you had a simplistic idea like that, took it to a different level, and gathered people around just by kind of putting on a little impromptu performance. That's what I'll call it. Right? 10,000 steps, I know about those. I might not be reciting to my neighbors Green Eggs and Ham, but they've seen me walking around the neighborhood with the dog to get my 10,000 steps in. I do have a Fitbit. Where did that come from, though, the measure of 10,000 steps? It's a popular goal, they say, because if at least you take the 10,000, it can lead to a decrease in chronic illness like diabetes, metabolic syndrome, heart disease, all that kind of stuff. And then if more people would do at least that, it would reduce perhaps some of the chronic illness. And it does suggest that if you're taking the 10,000 steps a day, you're getting at least 150 minutes of moderate activity each week. So 30 minutes a day and maybe something else you're doing, but just at least even that. Pretty interesting, I think. It just represents a high watermark, or else it just sells Fitbits. I don't know. Remember, they used to have pedometers, and so some people got those, and they could track what they were doing. I don't know. I think there's something about measuring, right? There's something about wanting to know how far you've gone, how far you've thrown something. It's the whole measurement thing.
So to me, it's more about that than anything else. It's that we want to know. We want to know what we've accomplished so that we can brag about it, or so that we can write it down, or so we can set goals, high water marks to achieve or not achieve, or beat ourselves up for not achieving them, or, you know, whatever it is. It's really because so many of us, the whole heart disease thing, it's because so many of us are sedentary. You're listening to me right now. Are you sitting somewhere? Have you been sitting all day? Do you move around? I mean, come on. That's obvious. That's part of what it is. If you just moved around a little bit more, then you would burn off some of those calories. But I like the idea of the measurement, and I do have a Fitbit. So the 10,000 steps represents a mark of doing something to get yourself moving. And if it's at least 10,000 steps, then you're helping yourself not be so sedentary as it's become such a very, very big problem. Because that's what happens. You plop down, you start working, and now more than ever, the need to move around, I think, is incredibly huge for most of us. Then the idea of standing up more, being reminded, because a Fitbit will remind you that you haven't been moving, I think is a good thing. I mean, it's a fad, maybe, I don't know, because as I said, there was pedometers, so what was the deal with pedometers? They were popular at one point, and some people still like pedometers and go with those versus a Fitbit, and some people do the Fitbit thing. But it is a mark. It is some sort of a, I don't know, it is a measuring stick, like I said, to be able to tell yourself anyway, whatever it is we need to tell ourselves, that we're moving around. We're doing something. For goodness sake, right? Yes. We're doing something. And the hits keep playing. Talk about 10,000 steps. Coming up, we've got We Can Count. Yep, it's the numbers. Another one bites the dust at the Fox Network. How many people are being escorted out? The answer is, who knows? Limitless, the amount of people that are being shown the door. We Can Count, coming up next here on America Tonight.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight. Network. Co-president Bill Shine has resigned, and Suzanne Scott, the network's top female exec, is among two promoted, part of a management overhaul following all these allegations of sexual and racial harassment involving some of the more well-known personalities and senior staff. It's interesting, Shine took over as co-president with Jack Abernathy in August of last year, a month after Roger Ailes stepped down as the CEO. So there's your number. Hasn't even been a year for Shine, and he is done while all of this unfolds at the network that's having a lot of problems that got even worse, during this whole O'Reilly thing. When the New York Times reported in April that Fox and Bill O'Reilly had paid $13 million over the years to settle sexual harassment accusations from several women, subsequently dozens of advertisers left the O'Reilly Factor, which he hosted for 21 years. And that is a long time, 21 years, for sure, especially in a business where people
don't last that long. Not that long anyway. All right, jumping to another number from Fox, we go to the Pentagon, kind of on a similar subject or trail. The Pentagon's new report says military sexual assaults actually decreased in 2016. Remember, there was some big concern over what was happening with the military, but the number of service members who were victims of sexual assault declined by over 5,000. That's a new 10-year low, according to numbers released by the Pentagon on Monday. Approximately 4.3% of the women and 0.6% of men surveyed by the Pentagon in this study they did said that they had been the victim of a sexual assault. Compared to 2014, the military said this represents a decrease of 1,000 sexual assaults of women and 4,300 assaults of men. So that is a big deal, and the Pentagon is proud of the fact that they're seeing this decrease, or this report that shows a decrease, and they hope that that continues to be that kind of a trend. The president got a $15 billion boost for defense. Remember, he was asking for $30 billion, so the extra dollars for the military would actually fund the U.S. wars in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria, also replenish equipment and pay for training and maintenance. Some of the extra funding would come with strings attached. The bill would fence off $2.5 billion of the $15 billion until the Trump administration sends a plan to Congress explaining the U.S. strategy to defeat the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Trump asked the Pentagon to send him a plan to defeat ISIS within 30 days, but that plan has not been released publicly. So if there is such a plan that was asked for, at this point, it has not been released. Sean Spicer, some people think, should be released. He caused a moment of ajda last week when he said the government might not help your 401k anymore. Oh, those are fighting words for lots of people. There was the moment, the outcry, etc., for people who were watching the White House press briefing. Spicer said the president's tax reform plan would scrap preferred tax treatments for 401ks. The current plan right now protects charitable giving and mortgage interest, and that's it, is what Spicer was said when he was asked about it. So quickly, he clarified it a little bit further. The 401k deduction would be a big one for many people to miss if, in fact, that was part of the biggest tax cut in history. If that's part of it and somehow it rolls into what's going on with taxes, that would be met with a lot of furious people who are able to use that as something that helps them, certainly with taxes. In the meantime, as we kind of zig and zag in some different directions for what I call We Can Count, as you heard at the beginning of this, I haven't really touched on sports too much when I do We Can Count, but certainly there are sports to talk about, and we're in the middle of playoffs in the NBA. And on the ice, the other day, the Clippers were relegated to setting up tee times as they were knocked out by Utah. In the meantime, the Rockets, I mean, they're completely knocked out. In the meantime, the Rockets really packed a punch in their first game against the Spurs. 126-99 was the final score. And there were some crazy things that happened on the floor, but James Harden was the guy who was the threat once again. He has the hot hand, and that's why he's being considered for MVP. because of what he is able to do on the floor. He is a difference maker. In the meantime, a couple of other scores as we bounce around in a few different directions. Toronto and Cleveland, the Cavaliers beat the Raptors 116-105. The big stars of that show for Cleveland, of course, LeBron James and Kyrie Irving were huge, putting on a clinic at points. So 7 days off, no problem as they rout the Raptors in their first game. In overtime, Washington beat the Penguins 3-2. But the sad thing is there was an injury to star player of the Penguins, Sidney Crosby. That could be a turning point for them. The Penguins do lead the series 2-1, but boy, oh boy, if for some reason they were without Sidney Crosby, that would make a huge difference. Huge. Everybody has to deal with injuries. All professional sports teams deal with injuries. Nobody wants to use that as an excuse, but it is an excuse when you lose a super, superstar and you're in the middle of the playoffs against a very tough team. He was hit in the head, and you know how that is with the head and concussion protocol, so it might be pretty tough. I don't know that maybe he comes back in a game, maybe he comes back in a couple games. It depends on what the determination is. Let's put it that way. And as I said, it is part of the games that you deal with injuries, but it's something when you're cruising along and you're relying on your number one guy, it's something that does give you pause when you think you've nailed it, and then you realize, oh, not so fast. A writer's strike could change what you're watching on TV, or at least whether or not you're going to see any new episodes. So it's been 10 years since the Writers Guild of America last went on strike. It was a 100-day walkout then, and it was pretty bad. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers issued a statement last week saying that the writers lost more than $287 million in compensation that was never recovered, and it really hurt everyone. But meanwhile, there doesn't seem to be a move to perhaps settle this. So if they don't settle it, then what they're going to have to do is figure out ways around it. And movies are produced so far in advance, so the effect of a strike wouldn't be as evident as it is with television shows. But, you know, you have late night shows. You have a lot of other television writing that would be affected, and you would notice it, I think, on your small screens. It's just a question of the rippling effects because of the entertainment industry. You've got catering firms, dry cleaners. The overall cost, the impact on Southern California could be anywhere from $2 billion on up, depending on how long a strike would last. But the writers are in a dispute with the studios over pay and benefits. They want their pay and they want their benefits to equal what they say they're putting out. So if there is a show you like, I hope that you get to the finale, which anything that's already out there that's out and being pumped out, I'm sure that would be the case. But sometimes with the writing, when series are renewed or they have however many episodes that they put in the can, if they don't have them in there, that would affect, I think it would affect a lot of television, frankly. Coming up in our final segment for this hour, anyway, of America Tonight, we're going to get in the car and drive back to D.C., talk a little bit about the start of yet another week on the Hill and on the opposite end at Pennsylvania Avenue, 1600. Stay with us.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the Best of America Tonight.
Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
What's being undone in Washington, and what else is bubbling up? The undone and the new as we round the final corner for this hour of ATN. How about this? The president is saying adios to Michelle Obama's school lunch program rules. Remember, there was a big push when she was the first lady to have these new regulatory acts in place. The Ag Secretary, Sonny Perdue, took steps to roll back the healthy school lunch standards. In an interim final rule aimed at giving schools more flexibility, Perdue and his department are postponing further sodium reductions for at least 3 years and allowing schools to serve non-whole grain products occasionally, as well as 1% flavored milk. What Purdue said in a statement is this announcement is the result of years of feedback from students, schools, and food service experts about the challenges they're facing in meeting the final regulations for school meals. If the kids aren't eating the food and it's ending up in the trash, they aren't getting any nutrition. It's undermining the intent of the program. So here's the deal with salt, baby. Sodium levels in lunches now have to average less than 1230. So 1,230 milligrams in elementary schools, 1,360 milligrams in middle schools, and 1,420 milligrams in high school. Before Purdue, schools were expected to reduce sodium even more to average less than 935 in elementary schools. You get the idea. A lot more, and they were supposed to kick in, and they had dates on them, but now that's changing. More flexibility is what they're saying, and they're about serving meals to hungry children so they can learn and grow. So that's changing, and they're still trying to work on being cautious about the health of the kids is what he's saying, but it's not helping anyone if there are meals that are not being eaten. I can only imagine the reaction of the Obamas to that. It's just completely being undone. All right, how about this as well? So we go from that to also the president really mulling over the breakup of Wall Street banks. He said on Monday that he's considering that. He's considering breaking up the banks and could support bringing back a Depression-era law separating consumers and investment banking. He told Bloomberg News there's some people that want to go back to the old system, right? So we're going to look at it. Stocks initially tanked on that news, but then rebounded shortly afterwards. And Glass-Steagall is something else that's come up a bunch, that there is some interesting conversation they're having around that. That was a 1930s law banning consumer and investment banks from combining. Most of Glass-Steagall was repealed in 1999, but he's not, so he said that, or the president supposedly is merely restating past support for modernizing Glass-Steagall, and that the White House wouldn't be proposing anything anytime soon because, again, there was a little bit of panic over that. The House Financial Services Committee on Tuesday also will mark up Chairman Jeb Hensarling's Choice Act, which draws back major portions of Dodd-Frank. Democrats are expected to draw out the hearing with dozens of amendments protecting parts of the post-recession law that is not faring well among the Republicans. So pretty interesting. Politicians use Twitter like athletes, like regular people. But when you're a politician or a potential politician, and you have a certain name, a lot of people pay attention to you. Chelsea Clinton said she has no plans to run for public office in a series of tweets on Monday. The former first daughter was responding to a tweet from Vox senior correspondent Matt Iglesias after he tweeted about a New York State primary. She said, "I'm not running for anything." And she added that she may need to make her periodic reminder more often. So she keeps denying it, but others say, it just seems a little vague. And she tweeted back as that came out, "I've no plans. How much clearer can I be? Since you ask for clarity, I have no plans for this whatsoever." Now, plans can change. And I think what it is people are going to a Chelsea Clinton. People are looking at Ivanka Trump. They're the same age and wondering whether they would jump into politics. And, you know, obviously Ivanka is there at the White House now, but what does that mean for the future? Would she take a different tact and would she end up being running for Congress? I mean, who knows? Because she occasionally gets asked that, you know, that as well. The tax return seeking public that want to see the president's tax returns, I think, are not going to be satisfied with any of the answers that they get. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie vetoed a bill requiring that President Trump publish his tax returns before seeking re-election in the state. He says the hypocrisy and false outrage underlying this bill is stunning, even by Trenton standards. Christie backed Trump in 2016 after suspending his own presidential campaign. He said this legislation was politics at its worst, and that the bill would have forced any candidate running for president or VP, to release at least 5 years of returns in order to appear on the ballot in the state. And he said he had no intention of seeing that go through. Here's one for you. A Navy admiral says, I'll take the hit. Because there was a kind of an aircraft carrier mix-up. The head of the U.S. Pacific Command says he deserves blame for the misunderstanding over the location of an aircraft carrier that was headed toward North Korea. Navy Admiral Harry Harrison said during testimony to the House Armed Services Committee the other week with regard to the USS Carl Vinson, that's my fault on the confusion and I'll take the hit. Where I failed was to communicate that adequately to the press and to the media that it is all on me. The Navy said on April 9th it was moving the Vinson strike group toward the Korean Peninsula amid fear over North Korea's weapon test. And they would skip Australia, head to the Western Pacific Ocean instead. The New York Times said last week that the Navy posted a picture taken April 15th showing the strike force in the Sunda Strait. The Sunda Strait is an area off the coast of Indonesia that is thousands of miles from North Korea. So the Vinson group, by the way, is now in the Philippine Sea. The White House has described the Vinson's presence in the region as a deterrent to North Korean aggression. I guess we cleared that up. I guess we did, right? Trump and Putin are going to speak on a phone call on Tuesday. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall? That call is scheduled for 12:30 in the Oval Office. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster is scheduled to meet with Trump after the president's conversation with Putin. Wow. What could they be possibly talking about? Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.